Break Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. There are many animals you can see at the Milwaukee County Zoo which are otherwise impossible to view in Wisconsin. Camels, an octopus, giraffes. But an exhibit now open allows visitors to see those animals and some others in a truly unique way.
The anatomy of a variety of animals is on full display in the Body World's Animal Inside Out exhibit, which uses a technique called plastination. It was first used by its inventor, Dr. Gunther von Hagens, to show the human body in a series of Body World's exhibits.
Dr. Angelina Wally is the curator of all of the Body World's exhibits, and I met her out at the Milwaukee County Zoo just as the exhibit was being installed. So, Dr. Wally, it is such a pleasure to see you again. We met many years ago at the Milwaukee Public Museum when the Human Body Worlds exhibit came into town, which was a spectacular exhibit. And now we have animals.
Exactly the same amazing exhibit like Body Worlds, but it, of course, has a completely different angle. It's a quite unique exhibit that allows visitors a unique glimpse into Mother Nature that you will otherwise not have the chance to see. We have a huge collection of specimens on display that unveil all the body interior of a variety of animals. And while you walk through the exhibit, you will recognize that all these animals have very much in common with our anatomy, because that's no wonder. We have all the same needs to survive. We are all flesh and blood. We all breathe in the same air for life. We need to convert food into energy. So if you think about that, that makes it very clear that our anatomy must have very much in common as well.
Yeah, we just do it differently. We have the same needs, but there are different ways all the different species go about meeting those needs.
Yes, absolutely, but nonetheless, each larger animal, at least the vertebrates, they have a skeleton. And there are animals that have their skeleton outside and others have that inside, like we have. All larger animals have a kind of controlling system. That is a nervous system. They have a brain and they have peripheral nerves. They have a heart to make the blood run throughout the entire body. They have artery, they have veins, they have digestive organs. So this is all what these animals, including ourselves, have in common.
Did Body Worlds start with humans and then move into the rest of the animal kingdom, or did you start with animals and then move to humans?
No, it is exactly the first way. Both my husband, Gunther von Hagens, and I, we are physicians, so we are trained in human anatomy. And when my husband invented the technology, his idea was to be able to enhance teaching anatomy at universities and medical schools. And only a lot later, we came across this idea to make a public exhibition out of it. And of course, working in a human anatomy environment, we started with human specimens. But over the many years, we perceived animal donations. So whenever an animal was finished, I included this in our human exhibits. And I was fascinated to see our visitors' reaction. They so much appreciate the ability to really compare and see the difference on one hand, but the similarities on the same hand as well. So we kept being motivated to continue with also plastinating animals. And years ago, there was a time when we thought that it's such a beautiful collection of animal specimens already. Let's make an animal exhibit out of it.
And we walk in and there are two beautiful squid.
Yes, we are very happy to be able to have in this exhibit a giant squid that was found dead at the shore of Australia, and because of a particular cooperation we had with the scientific institute there, we were able to perceive it and maintain it for our exhibit. And it's really huge, and I'm sure no one has ever seen an animal like this of those who will come and see the Animal Inside Out here in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I've never seen a squid alive. I've only ever seen pictures. Mm. And so this is the closest probably I will ever see one alive.
I guess so.
Yeah. And we have, this is a shark behind us.
And we're going to be walking through about this octopus. We happen to be, I think we're in the ocean worlds right now.
Exactly. Yeah. I start the exhibit with the ocean world, and then we dive into the vertebrates world, so to say. And here we really start with the anatomy. And similar as with our Body Worlds exhibition, I like to start with the locomotive system. I start with a skeleton, and we are looking here at a lobster. And you may ask yourself, why do we have a lobster here? Well, that's because of the skeleton. The lobster has a skeleton outside. That's called an exoskeleton. And vertebrates, like the oryx over there, that has an internal skeleton. Or on this side, we have a skeleton of a little pigeon in comparison to that of an ostrich. And as you know, the ostrich is the largest but also heaviest bird in our modern world. And because of its heavy weight, it cannot fly. You can see it really by the anatomy, because the breastbone there, it's very flat. The breastbone is a part of the skeleton where the flight muscle would attach. But since the bird doesn't use the flight muscle, it is somehow short or flat. But the pigeon has a really strong
point.
Yeah. That's called a keel. And even this tiny bird has such a strong keel, and it must have had really strong flight muscles.
Well, and you can also see when you look at the ostrich skeleton, the actual wing bones are very short.
Exactly, they are very short, but if you compare that with the human skeleton over there, you will detect pretty great similarities. The bones of the legs, for instance, are very similar.
Yeah, they are. They bend differently, but they...
Yes.
But they are very similar. Mm. It's so interesting to see how much we are part. We always forget that we're part of nature, I think.
Exactly.
We like to think we're somehow different.
This is actually what I hope what our visitors will take away from here, that we are part of a big, wonderful thing, that we are nature ourselves, and that nature is very, very fragile. And I do hope that people really leave the exhibition with a greater respect for all these creatures and for life.
So we move from the skeletons, and then we get into the wonderful way that you show muscles and you show the circulatory systems in these animals.
Exactly. The next part of the locomotive system would be the muscles. Here we have an entire goat where we have dissected all the muscles that are just underneath the skin. On the other side, we have that of a filly, and we have additionally taken out the internal organs and placed them aside. So although the thorax and abdominal cavities seem closed, these are the actual organs from that filly. You see the long trachea, you see the lungs on both sides of the heart, underneath the diaphragm, that's a breathing muscle, and underneath that there are all the abdominal organs, including the intestines.
And you can see exactly how it would fit right back into the shell of the body.
Exactly. Yeah. The internal organs are really tightly packed inside the bodily cavities, and there is no space in between. They are really tightly packed. There's no air space.
And that's true for us, too.
Exactly.
We're moving through, and we're starting to, like, pull things apart, and you have this really interesting horse's head over here that has been
cut and sliced.
Cut and sliced, yes.
Exactly. We have left the fur in place, so this is what we humans are usually trained to look at the skin. But the slices allows us to really see great portions of the anatomy. The slice here goes through the mouth. You can see inside the mouth the tongue. You can see part of the teeth. You can see the big nose.
The nasal cavity, yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you can see the brain, how it is embedded in the skull.
Yeah. It's fascinating because it's not just a picture of it. You're actually seeing the muscles. You're seeing the way the anatomy is functioning or would be functioning.
That is indeed true. I mean, we like to say a picture is worth more than 1,000 words, but if you are standing in front of the real thing, that really is often even emotionally touching you. Since these animals are shown in a very dynamic and beautiful way, with all the skin taken away, showing all the anatomy underneath that, these are very strong and unique pictures. And we humans, we tend to be fascinated most by things we have never seen before. And that is one reason why this exhibit is so well perceived, because people are so positively surprised and take these pictures in the head with them that will certainly move them for many weeks, months, if not, even not years to come.
Do you find that some people really react negatively to it, that they find it upsetting or even disgusting?
No, interestingly not. Those who decide to come, they are usually extremely positive about it, and particularly with the human specimens, many people say, I got a complete different view of myself and never again will I take it for granted. If there's any hesitance, then it might be among those who might be, I would say, influenced by the Hollywood industry, who feel if they are real corpses or dead animals on display, that must be disgusting or something eerie. No, it is really not. It is a very scientific, very educational exhibition, and at the same time, very aesthetically accomplished. It's really a wonderful experience if you walk through.
And it's a beautiful, I love the fact that we're in this special exhibition space, because everything is kind of dark around us. We really get to focus on the animals themselves and the different parts that you're trying to show.
Exactly. And this time I'm particularly happy that the exhibition can take place in a zoo, because as a visitor you can experience the animals' life here in a fantastic way, and the exhibit is a wonderful tie-in. It is really a wonderful adjunct.
Take me to this one over here. Is this a sheep over here?
This is indeed a sheep, and we have taken major parts of the muscle system away, so you can see a lot of the skeleton. And what we have also displayed here are major arteries of the blood vessel system.
How long does it take to create this an exhibit like this particular sheep? From the time that you get the animal?
The process is pretty time-consuming, and what is also very time-consuming for us is the dissecting work. On a human specimen, that is what we are more trained to do. We calculated we need on an average 1,500 working hours, and the entire process for a human body would be a year. With animals, it very much depends on the size. For instance, later on, you will see, you can even already see the head. We have a huge giraffe on display.
Yes.
And that alone took us certainly about 2 years to accomplish. And you must also consider the animal's weight. The larger an animal is, the more equipment you need. You need big forklifts, you need big, big containers where the animal would fit in. You need quite some staff members to do all the work.
I was going to ask you, so, how many people do you have working with you on just the animal portion of this, not the human portion?
That varies quite a bit, and it varied over the many years. At the very moment, we have around 60 staff members working with us, working in the lab. Most of them are able to work on both animals and humans.
Well, we're walking through, we're getting bigger as we walk through, kind of. Yeah, this is a bull, yes.
That is really a big bull, and it's so massive, it's so impressive, and it's really spectacular.
Yeah, you feel like he's going to jump right off the platform.
Yes, exactly. It is, in fact, a principle that we follow for many years, that we have our specimens that we do for public exhibitions have in a very dynamic, lifelike position. This is something we learned from our visitors, in fact, from our first exhibit in Japan, where people, if there was any, let's say, negative comment, they said, they look so dead, they look frightening, because the specimens we had on display back then, where they were just like anatomical models, just straight upright. But that reaction clearly showed us if we want to address lay people, the specimens need to be appealing. They need to serve additional purposes than just the science of it. And so with the animal exhibit, we really make sure that they are in very natural, lifelike positions. For instance, I very much like the reindeers that we passed already. They are really looking like frozen in a rush.
Yeah, they were galloping across a field and you caught them.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Wally, I want to thank you so much for taking time this morning to talk with me and taking me through a little bit of this. There are many things to see that we didn't even talk about.
I would really invite everyone to see it. Bring the entire family. I'm absolutely sure you will have a wonderful time and an experience that you will never forget in your lifetime. That's something that will reshape the view on nature and perhaps even on yourself.
Dr. Angelina Wally is the curator of all of the Body World's exhibits, including the latest one, Animal Inside Out, which is on display through Labor Day at the Milwaukee County Zoo.